You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just because you asked me to.
So I don't think I've heard. I like Waylon Jennings.
Welcome to no other field.
You know, you never heard this?
I don't think so.
Simple love is simple, true. There's no end to what I do. Just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool.
There we go.
I do like
it. There we go.
So he sings That's My Job, right? The song about being a father.
Yeah.
That's my job, whatever.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I think he does, and okay. I love that song. And it sounds like we might have to put a, like a playlist together.
I like country when country wasn't cool back then, the 80s, early 90s. You know,
yeah, you don't like
80s.
The Brian Hoyer country.
No, I do not.
What's he call it? Redneck pop or something?
Yeah.
Is that offensive to anyone?
No.
Okay.
I mean, rednecks, you kidding me?
Like music, too.
they like being acknowledged down there, you know?
Absolutely.
It's all good.
The artist you're looking for is Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, that's my job. I like Conway Twitty as well. But I like all those old country singers. Like, that is...
Yep.
I like the new stuff, too, yeah. But that there's a certain mood I'm in, you know, that strikes a certain chord, those older guys. Those
Devil Went Down to Georgia. You like the movie John Travolta was in with CeCe Spacek? Why can't they?
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy.
You haven't like
the,
seen it.
The, you've never the soundtrack from Urban Cowboy is right up your alley.
Okay.
You got to check it out. Maybe and that's a great
hello,
movie.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is the GOAT to me.
Yeah. My favorite song, I told you guys, my favorite song of all time is Boy Named Sue, without
yeah,
a doubt.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a goat. All right, we need to get to our Patriots-Jets picks here. It is Thursday Night Football. Tom Curran says they're a bad football team. We do have trap game concerns, but some of those were alleviated by the way they handled themselves this week down in Foxborough. No time off from meetings, no going soft and going inside for practice. So I'll start things off. I think it's a cover for the Patriots. It might not always look easy, might not be flashy and sexy, but I'm going with 24-9.
Oh.
I think they control the game. I think they play the game on their terms for the most part.
I'm going to go because I have almost the exact same score. I have 24-10. I don't think it's going to be the highest scoring game. I just because the Patriots, the worst quarter of scoring for them is the fourth because usually they have leads. I think they kind of just sit on leads. And so I think... I don't know. I just think, I like Tom said, I'd be surprised if they scored more than 13 points. I don't think it's going to be a hugely – I don't know. I just think the pass defense for the Jets is the one thing they actually do pretty good. So I think they'll have the deep ball kind of covered. And I think that's just going to be kind of one of those games where it feels like it's in hand. The Patriots are up by, you know, a touchdown or 10 points at halftime, but it feels like it's a – 30-point lead kind of thing.
Fitzy, real quick, I can't believe we've gotten to this point where we didn't ask Ted this question. How many Thursday games, because you played on Thanksgiving, correct?
Correct.
Was that the only Thursday game
That might have been the only one.
So
they weren't. I don't think they were doing Thursday night games.
I don't think they were. I don't think they were. No. So what is your feeling on terms of
them.
The – you do?
I love them.
Even as a player, even though you might feel sore and banged
it.
Up?
Yeah,
and,
so are they. They're sore too. You know, and the fact that the Patriots didn't have to travel is big. I love them. That's me. I like feeling like I have the advantage, you know, physically. Even if I'm banged up, I feel like, you know, so are they, and I'm going to take advantage of that. I love – you can't have a lot of them,
right.
Clearly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, a Thursday night game, I'm all for it.
All right, Fitzy?
All right, slow start. Maybe the Jets even delude themselves into thinking they're in this game by scoring first because the Patriots seem to allow the other team to score first more often than not. It's kind of a bump and grind first half. Patriots go into with like a 3-point lead at halftime. Second half, order is restored. Patriots run away with it. Final score 30-13.
They get to 30 again. That would be that's a nice performance on Thursday Night Football if you get to 30 points. Dan Ball.
Gentlemen, yes. So the Jets are going to kick a field goal on their first possession because the Patriots cannot start games defensively well. We're going to share some messages in our afternoon's group chat going, oh, was it really a trap game? And they won't score again until garbage time.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have 28-10 Patriots. I had 35-10 written out in the text earlier today, but deleted it because it's crappy outside and because of the offensive injuries that you're dealing with. So 28-10, not much of a contest after the first possession.
Okay, Stiz, you sneaky have been a little less homer honky throughout the season at times than the rest of us. I think you've picked against them maybe more than the rest of us. So what are your thoughts tonight?
That's right, Andy. I've been trying to be a realist, but I can't do it anymore. I can't. The team has officially won me over. Give me the Pats 21-10.
Okay.
Okay, that's another 10. I feel like the 9 or 10 points.
A lot of unders, guys.
Yeah, definitely under.
Oh, yeah. Like, although I will say
what
there
is
was...
What is the over-under?
43.5.
Yeah. I feel like it could be under.
Yeah. I mean, most of us have it in the 30s, 34, 38, 31. Brian Frazoco has 27-10 Patriots. I know that there was a stretch, Dan Ball, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, where there were a lot of underdogs covering on the primetime games, the Sunday, Monday, Thursday night games. There was a trend at one point in the season where a lot of the underdogs were doing very well against the spread. And it was actually making some of the books their money back that they lost a year ago on some of the props and Saquon and different things that really cost them all like $1 billion. But I don't feel that happening. And it's at 11.5 points. So we all... Well, Stiz, you don't have them covering. Stiz, you're at 21-10. You're actually taking the Jets with the points, right?
That's correct, Andy.
Yeah. Yes, Dan Ball?
The numbers you were looking for, this was about a month ago this was published. As of October 17th, NFL underdogs had won 7 of the last 8 primetime matchups outright.
Oh.
Away teams had covered the spread 49.5% of the time. Favorites covered 51.6% of the lines. Underdogs about 48%. So, yeah, it's been pretty even when it comes to these games. Okay. And I'll check in a little bit more on the over-under numbers.
You know what I just saw that makes me even more confident?
Yes.
You know how I talked the story when I saw Brady taking a nap before the Super Bowl in 2001, and I just gave me – I got confidence just watching. They sent it out on socials, Drake May walking into the stadium. And if you get that video, if you see that video, you'll see why what I'm talking about. And just look how he's dressed. Like he just Drake May walking into work. Like, you know, he's not dressed like Mac Jones in some weird suit.
Oh,
you know,
that split suit
that he looked
he
like, you know, I don't know. Two-faced
or
whatever? Like a face card on a, yeah. in a poker game. He's just wearing a regular coat, white shirt, normal khakis, shoes, just going to work.
He does seem like a pretty simple...
Oh yeah,
borderline superstar. I mean, he's knocking on the door.
He's grounded. He's so grounded.
He does, and I don't know. You know, we can dig into it. And we've talked to him a little bit about his dad and his brothers, and maybe what has grounded him and being around certain things. But he definitely does not have now. I believe the quarterback you played with didn't have that early on and may have added that to his repertoire.
That became something later that he started to expand on. Yep.
I mean, this is unfair to say now. I don't feel like he will. Like he's.
I agree.
He said it to us. They're an old married couple. They're grandma and grandpa. They go to bed early. They've been together for years.
His long-term goals were very different than Tom. Tom wanted to be more than just a football player. He wanted to be a magnate, and he wanted to be just make a lot of money and be a power broker after his days were done.
All right, coming up next on Odds and Ends, we have a little new segment, new game we're going to play called My Guy of the Game for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. That's next.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.